1. The European Union. Introduction to the topic. The European Union, EU, is a supranational and intergovernmental union of 28 democratic member states. It was established under that name in 1992 by the Maastricht Treaty. Some countries, such as Switzerland, Iceland and Norway, have decided to stay out of the European Union. In May 2004, 10 applicant countries joined. The next phase of enlargement took place in 2007 with the accession of Bulgaria and Romania. Croatia joined the EU in 2013. The four freedoms, the free movement of goods, services, labour and capital, forms part of the law of the EU. The Schengen Agreement abolished a passport control and customs checks on many of the EU's internal borders, creating a single space of mobility for EU citizens to live, travel, work and invest. While the free movement of goods, services and capital has more or less been implemented, after the enlargement of 2004, only three old members, Sweden, the UK and Ireland, allowed foreign workers to take on jobs without a work permit. Most of the old members temporarily prohibited the inflow of foreign workers because they were afraid of the mass migration of cheap labour. At present, there are no restrictions imposed on the free movement of labour within the Union. The single currency. The euro has been the official currency of the European Union in several member states since 1999. Although coins and banknotes weren't introduced until the 1st of January 2002. Some of the old member countries, Denmark, Great Britain and Sweden, decided against joining the eurozone at that time. With the entry of Latvia in 2014, the number of euro member states has increased to 18. Most of the members are preparing for the adoption of the euro. The single currency is managed by the European Central Bank. Countries wishing to accede to the eurozone have to meet certain requirements. The Maastricht criteria. Price stability, inflation must be under the average of the three countries, with the lowest inflation plus 1.5%. The long-term interest rate should be within 2% of the average of the three countries with the lowest inflation. The public deficit shouldn't exceed 3% of GDP. The national debt shouldn't exceed 60% of GDP. ERM 2, Exchange Rate Mechanism 2. Joining ERM 2 ensures that the participating countries orientate their policies towards stability and convergence, which will help them in their efforts to adopt the euro. A central rate is determined between the euro and each participating non-euro era currency, with a standard fluctuation band of 15% above and below that rate. Each participating country has to hold its currency in this band without the intervention of the National Bank for two consecutive years. Hungary has not joined the system yet. As a result of the introduction of the euro, transactions, costs and exchange rate risks are eliminated. There is no need to exchange the national currency. and prices become more transparent. Apart from contributing to macroeconomic stability, it has further favourable economic impacts by attracting foreign direct investment, FDI. Common Agricultural Policy. The Common Agricultural Policy, CAP, is a protectionist policy guaranteeing a minimum price to producers and also giving direct aid to them. Some countries in the EU have larger agricultural sectors than others, notably Spain, Poland and Portugal, and consequently receive more money under the CAP. They are not net recipients. Overall, certain countries make net contributions, notably Germany, the Netherlands and the UK. The enlargement of the EU in 2004 increased the numbers of farmers from 7 to 11 million, and it also increased the agricultural land area by 30% and crop production by 10 to 20%. The 2004 entrance into the EU gained immediate access to price support measures, export refunds, intervention buying. However, direct payments to Hungary were phased in over 10 years, 2004 to 2013. Further enlargement. After the last enlargement with the accession of Croatia, the union remained open, but countries wishing to join have to comply with strict requirements. Macedonia, Iceland, Montenegro, Serbia and Turkey are the official candidate countries which have started accession negotiations with the EU. The EU and Ukraine initialed an association agreement as part of a joint effort to further strengthen the bonds between them. However, at the end of 2013, Ukraine took a decision to suspend preparations to sign the agreement.